Welcome in to the Subconscious Mind Mastery Podcast. Thomas Miller, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk about a personal story and one that I still am a deer in the headlights over, but it happened, and we're going to pick it apart from a couple of different angles because I think there are some good lessons to learn in here. This is the episode I did. Now, this is being recorded. What's the date today? March 18th, 2024. Yesterday, I did what we call Level Up, which is something we've been doing for about 2.5 years. It's on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, and it's a meditation that we've been doing to basically connect as a group of like-minded souls and then send love and peace to each other and to the universe. Some amazing things have happened, and the group just keeps going and going. We've been at it for almost 2.5 years now, and it really has been an incredible experience. I did a video on this that's on the YouTube channels. If you'd like to watch that instead, it goes into more depth than I'm going to do here. If you'd like to check that out, just go to subconsciousmindmastery.com, and there's a video tab up there at the top, at least as of now. That will get you there. You know, things change around. We've been doing this for a long time and have no plans to stop. Well, and that's a good place to begin, actually, because this podcast started in 2013. Like so many other things you've heard me talk about, it came from a prompt. And it was right after my mom died. And that's really the genesis of this story. And in this story, there are some really bizarre situations and coincidences and synchronicities, things that aligned to make this happen. So you might listen through, you know, as again, timely that this is being recorded in 2024, that a lot of us feel that we are under this shift, this great big energetic shift, a part of which is a separation of timelines and a separation of energies. I know many of you have already experienced this. Things that are not in energetic alignment are indeed separating. And that really is the gist of what this is about. So let's walk back and set the stage of how this set up, basically. In 2009, that was really the pivot year. I had been through 2 divorces, spent that year in the RV, which I believe is podcast episode number 20 or 21, and that was the pivot point. I mean, I spent a year in a fifth wheel RV dissecting my life, and one of the first people that I started healing with was my brother, and that was when that healing began. A couple of years after that, I received a letter from my mom's sister. I've mentioned her in here in several parts of the story, but I got this letter just out of the blue. I mean, this was weird. This is the first of those weird Twilight Zone do-do-do-do-do-do kind of things. And it said that because I had been divorced twice, and I still don't know the full gist of why she sent this, why this decision was made. I have some ideas. I think it was triggers. I was triggering her in ways that she just wanted to push away. But she said, "You are now henceforth dead to me. And I will keep up with you through the kids, but you are to have no contact. We are in essence as though we were each dead to each other." She was a Christian, and it was kind of in the name of the Lord, "You are separated from me." Well, she was a big figure in our family because, quite honestly, simply, she never married, never really even dated because of the conflict that she had with my mother. And I think that was part of the reason why she pushed me away. I think I triggered her in ways and areas that she had not worked through. And rather than roll up your sleeves and do what I was doing and work through it, she just pushed it out the window. But she had a lot of money. Other than that, she was pretty much a loner. She got into animals more than people and raised horses and dogs and things like this. And her land and her farm and her home area, that was her world. And you had to go there. She didn't very often come out from that environment. So it was she isolated herself. There were a lot of deep wounds in this soul. There truly were a lot of deep wounds. Well, in 2013, my mom died, and through that whole experience, my brother and I grew closer. But also during that time, I started this podcast, and I started narrating spiritual audiobooks for Fred Dodson. Not the spirituality that my aunt and my brother believed, because, as you know, from those very early episodes, I had to throw everything out and start to rebuild, and I rebuilt with things that worked for me, not for others. Well, in 2013, there was a new situation that I was not aware of, but basically, my aunt, now that my mom was gone, my aunt called my brother and his wife to Dallas to talk about how her affairs were going to be handled. This was natural to do in the shadow of my mom's death. And as part of that, she asked my brother and his wife to agree to make sure that I was not included in any of it, to cut me out completely and to keep me in the dark. Well, they agreed. And that agreement, the nature of agreeing to... Now, think about this. We've got energy. All right, let's break this apart from an energy perspective. What had my aunt created? Anger, number one, spite, division, unforgiveness. I mean, I don't know how she was perceiving things, because there wasn't some big offense. It was just me living my life that she was reacting to. But it was in anger, because we even asked just before she died if I could come and just tell her I loved her and just to reconcile or just to square things up. Absolutely not, was the answer. So she died with that resentment. So it was angry. And if you just go to levels of energy, Fred Dodson's book that I narrated as an audiobook, and you look at where anger shows up, or you look where any of those energies show up, they are all below level 200 on Fred's scale. He puts all of these things on a scale, and you just know the low energies are going to result in low energy occurrences. You're going to have problems down there. And high energy, love, peace, forgiveness, reconciliation, joy, togetherness, you're going to have good things happen there. She created the low energies in my life and in our family. And in 2015, unknownst to me, my brother and his wife agreed to carry those energies forward whenever it came time to settle her affairs. Well, fast forward from 2013 to 2024, basically, that 10-year period, the relationship with my brother grew beautifully. I won't go into the details, but I mean, just to say that we really started to grow together in some fun, brotherly kinds of ways. A year ago, he told me that he said, "I always wanted my older brother like this, and now I have him." But there was an energetic agreement that he had made that was going to come back and bite this whole situation. In December of 2023, just before Christmas, that aunt died, leaving a very, very, very large estate to pass down to my family, minus me. Which is fine, because that money has bad energy associated with it. I mean, there's nothing good for me that's going to come from that money. Don't think that this is a money kind of, oh, I'm being left out of blah, blah, blah. No, that money has bad energy attached to it, created by her. So right off the bat, I mean, that would, even if I was in there, even if I was getting some of it, I would have to give it away. I would have to somehow pass it on through and put it to charity or something, because it would not serve me well. That money has energetic attachments that would just be bad. So my brother and I tried three times to get together in the early part of 2024. All three were thwarted. And as part of that, my life changed in January of 2024 when I decided to move from coast to coast, from North Carolina to California, where, ironically, at that same time, I was offered and presented with and accepted a totally free house in Southern California. So here was this thing happening with my aunt, knowing that I was excluded from that. And I mean, just totally unexpected, totally 100% unexpected. Here comes a free house. Well, as I was moving from coast to coast, The thing that I was most excited about was to stop off in Dallas and see my kids and grandkids, and my brother and his wife had finally made their way there for what was going on in their life was the distribution of this estate, and what was going on in my life was moving from coast to coast. What I encountered was not a welcoming family, but a family that was hiding and was shushing. I mean, literally, I walked around the corner when we were all together, and somebody, I'm not going to say who, said, shh, 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 we'll talk about this later, when I walked into the room. I heard it. I sat there and looked right at it, and everybody was looking at me. Secrets. Exclusion. You're not part of us. You're not part of this. Not the honesty and the integrity to just sit down and say, let's have a conversation about what's going on in our family. Why? Because I never was part of their family. Go to levels of energy. Was that high energy? Is secrecy? Is any of that high energy? Were they angry? Were they carrying that emotion forward? No, they weren't. But that was the genesis. Those were the seeds that had been planted years ago by my aunt that were being asked to be carried forward. And they were. And that's the energy. And see, this is the thing. It wasn't direct. It was indirect. And this is the biggest point I wanted to make here, is that we can make agreements. And if the energetic seeds behind that carry forward kind of agreement, we are in essence adopting the same seeds as from before. And if you remember when I told the story of narrating levels of energy itself, when I was in the very high 500s chapters, I had to drive up to an appointment from downtown Dallas, and I was almost, I mean, within the width of a piece of paper from having a really, really, really bad traffic accident. And one of the things in the book that Fred says is when you are in high energy, you are protected, you are sheltered from that kind of injury, accident, bad things happening. When you are in low energy, bad things happen. In this case, my brother adopted the aunt's original seeds of anger and resentment and lack of forgiveness, and by agreeing to carry them forward, presented and created a situation that literally split our family up. Because as I reacted to the division, to the oustering, my brother then took a look at my podcasts, like, what's this guy been up to? You know, and he said that he hadn't been listening to the podcasts, but he did after that. And he said that he was, his word, horrified at what I was doing and saying. Things like the card deck that we were using. We always pull a card on level up. And he said that that was demonic divination and seeking guidance from the stars, from astrology. So he said that I had tapped into things that he believed the Bible teaches are very evil. I go into more depth about this in the video, so if you'd like to catch that, if you're interested in this, including an old pastor that used to be prominent in our family, and how his mentor wrote a book about using the Bible for life direction in the same way that you would use a deck of cards. The only difference is it's the Bible instead of a deck. But see, even that has a conflict in it, because how many pastors who preach salvation and preach the Bible as God's truth are having sex with church members or staff? And over the last, as this is being recorded, 5, 7, 10 years, have we read about another Catholic priest involved in some kind of impropriety? And how many of you have walked into a metaphysical fair on a Sunday afternoon at the trade show and felt the energy and turned around and walked back out? See, there's no way that you can say, oh, Christianity is good, but we just have a few bad pastors. Any kind of spiritual practice can be infiltrated by the dark side. Any. And there's two ways really quickly to tell. Look at the fruit of what's happening. And number two, what energies are steering the ship? In the case of this particular situation, look at the fruit. A divided family. A family that split up because my brother decided that we were going to not be seeing each other anymore. Based on those two points I just mentioned, the fact that I was using divination cards and astrology, he said we must recognize that we are going in different directions, as different and light and dark. And he said those directions may not intertwine because they do not and cannot commingle. He did say something interesting. I found this really amazing that he locked onto. He said, I can see that this year of 2024 is a year of releasing old responsibilities and finding new directions. And that's certainly clear in both of our lives. That's exactly the shift that I was talking about from the beginning. My brother, even not in that conversation, is recognizing that this kind of shift is happening. In other words, what he's saying here is, we are not of the same energy, and I'm leaving this relationship. That's what he said. We'll do the same of looking forward without you and see where things go. He said, go in peace with love, your brother. Well, I'm still wrapping my arms around the connection between love and division. I haven't found that yet. But what I did find was the second verse of the great love chapter in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the second verse says that if I have the gift of prophecy, and if I can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have a faith that can move mountains, and then I added this, or if I have all the money in North Texas, but I do not have love, I am nothing. The Bible says, without love, nothing. That's why we've been hammering for years here. I am loving awareness. Love is the key. We have to shift our pivot to love. But love does not separate. Love does not hide. Love does not keep secrets. Love has the integrity to sit down and have an open conversation, even if it's difficult, even if it's uncomfortable. That's love. That's saying, I love you, and you are important to me. But what did jump off the page is that we can make agreements, and if the genesis of that agreement is a negative energy, then we are picking up that mantle and carrying it forward, even unknowingly. So the lesson here is there's a shift underway. And it is separating timelines, and it is separating families. Many of you have been through divorces, or maybe you and your parents aren't talking, or you and siblings aren't talking. Family members who used to be close are no longer. Friends have drifted away. Relationships that you thought were tight as glue are coming apart, and relationships that you thought really never would formulate all of a sudden are the most important relationships in your life. I think this is all part of this shift, and it really is something to be aware that it can affect any level. I'm taking the public hit and talking about this so that we can all start to put our minds around this and our hearts, because when it affects you, it's not fun. This has been a very difficult couple of weeks. Buckets of tears cried. And I don't want to make Christianity wrong. You know, I've said that so many times in here, and I know I get comments that I do. This is why. And through this, I am not going to allow myself to dip back into those energies. In fact, I have a book in me that I'm going to get out of me here pretty soon that is basically about the shift. It's about this shift. And I think a lot of Christians are going to wake up and they're going to see things differently. And this book that I'm going to write is how we can have all of both, basically. And they can both work side by side wonderfully. Well, thank you for listening. This has been therapeutic for me. This is going to be it. I'm going to move on, not dragging old bones. And the thing that I would ask and really appreciate from you as you take away from this, is before you leave the podcast, before you go back to your day, would you send my brother, his wife, my son and his wife, and my daughter, and especially those three precious grandkids, would you send them loving awareness right now? I am loving awareness. I love everything I am aware of. If I have the gift of prophecy, and if I can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have a faith that can move mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. Thank you so much for listening. Let's enjoy a loving journey. I'm Thomas Miller. I'll see you next time.
The stories and opinions expressed on this podcast are independently those of the host and guests and are not intended to be taken as medical advice or to replace medical care from a licensed professional when appropriate.